A Word at Advent with Sister Maureen Ryan.
Already we are celebrating the third week of Advent. In the readings for this Sunday, we are reminded that Advent is a time of repentance, of witness, and of caring for others. John the Baptist in the Gospel says of himself, "I am not worthy to tie the straps of his sandals." How worthy are we? How do we witness to the presence of God in our lives? John was a witness, but the people of his time did not recognize him when he talked to them of repentance and preparing for the coming of the Messiah. They didn't recognize him as a prophet. Do we recognize the Lord when he appears in our lives? Do we know him in our hearts? If we know him in our heart, we will recognize him in our families, our neighbors, and in one another. John points to the one who is to come after him, the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Do we point to the fact that we have been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Do we recognize that by virtue of our baptism, Jesus has come into our lives and has called us to tend to the afflicted, the brokenhearted, the lonely, the imprisoned, and the oppressed? By being conscious of the needs of others, we encounter the same Jesus as John the Baptist did. John, in his prophetic voice, called for repentance and demanded a life that produces good fruit. But Advent is not meant to be a somber time. Pope Francis reminds us that the joy of the Gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. The readings of this Sunday challenges us to repent, to transform our hearts and our minds, to be present to others in their need, but to do so with a joyful heart. Pope Francis also reminds us again to find Jesus in their faces, their voices, their pleas. As we strive to help others this Advent season, let us joyfully give gifts of comfort and support, compassion and reconciliation, forgiveness and understanding. The joys of the Christmas season will follow. And so we pray. O God, the time is short. These days are too few as we prepare for the feast of the birth of Mary's Son. Busy days crowded to the brim with long lists of gifts to buy and things that must be done. Show us how to guard our hearts from the noise and hurry all around us, so that we might hear your voice calling our hearts to create an empty space for the coming of Jesus. Quiet us within. Clothe our bodies in peacefulness, that your word once again may take flesh, this time within us, as once it did in Holy Mary long Advent days ago.